Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. Amen. Can we lift our hands and just tell Jesus something beautiful? Just tell him something wonderful. Just tell him something beautiful. Tell him something wonderful. Lift your hands and give him praise. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Give him all the worship. Give him all the praise. Give him all the worship. Bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Let's be seated. Father, we thank you. Alright, so we're talking in the first sentence about kingdom responsibility. Kingdom responsibility. I reiterated what the kingdom meant, which I'm sure some of you even joining us for the first time. If you had been here or followed me online, you would have heard me always talk about the kingdom. But for the sake of anybody hearing me for the first time, probably, the kingdom is a king's domain, the king and his domain. The domain is the parameters, is a sphere of the parameters of his authority. For instance, some of you have places you are coming from. Everybody has a place he's coming from. That the system of government there is a monarchy. Right? A monarchy system of government. One man rulership, isn't it? We have the, what's the name of our king in Tiv language called? Toti. We have the Idoma, Ochi of Idoma. We have Igwe for the Igbos. At Oba for Yorubas. The Ata of Igala. And etc. Isn't it? The Igedes, what do they call their king? Huh? Okay, the same with the Doma. Okay. But they have a king, isn't it? Okay, it's Ochi Doma that rules Igede people. It's Pastor Joe that is telling me what. Me, I don't know. Should in case they want to arrest me. Me, I don't know anything about it. Hallelujah. He said it's the Ochi Doma that rules. Is it true? Wow. That means you people are one. Isn't it? They are like one people. Hallelujah to Jesus. But your language is different. It's different. What? They are fighting in church. Are you hearing what people are saying? We are not one. Eh? People are Christians. You are already fighting. Hey, God. Hi. What did you say again? Okay, Pastor Joe is like he knows this thing very well. He said the first Ochi Idoma is an Igede man. Alright, whatever. We're talking about monarchy. And how that one person can rule, isn't it? So for instance, the Ochi Idoma can say something and all the Igede people will follow. Alright. So let's leave those people aside. Let's talk about the Igbos. Do Igbo have one king, let's say per village probably. In a certain village, a king can say something. Everybody must follow what the king says. A kingdom is a king and his what? Domain. The domain is the parameters of his what? Rulership. So God is king. Everybody say amen. And his domain goes beyond the sphere of the heavens. The Bible said, heaven is my throne, God speaking. It says, the earth extends as my what? Footstool. Meaning God's sphere of rulership goes within beyond the heavens to the earth. Are we together? In other words, everything on earth is supposed to be according to what God wants it to be. But is it like that manifestly right now? Not yet. That is why God's dream for his kingdom to be truly manifested is that as it is in heaven, so shall it be upon the face of the earth. Except everything happening on the face of the earth is exactly like heaven, his kingdom is not truly manifested. Right now, the parameters of his rulership is subjected just to the heavens. In heaven, everything that God wants is happening. That is why the Bible said he taught us how to pray his will. He said, pray that my kingdom come, my will be done on earth, as it is done where? In heaven. And now, who are the subject to making this a reality? We, human beings. And that's why from the beginning, he said, let man have dominion on the earth. He's not saying that man should do anything he wills. He's saying, I want to have dominion on the earth through man. True man. Alright? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In other words, I want man to do things, talk, the way I want him to talk, or the way I would have spoken if I was on the earth. I want man to take steps the way I would have taken steps if I was on the earth, and etc. I want to flow and rule on the earth through man. And that's why the Bible said he told Adam, he said, name all these animals. And the Bible said, whatever name Adam gave those animals were their names. God was pleased with the names. And if you look at it carefully, God did not carry Adam's mouth as I had doing lion. Mm-mm. He trained Adam, gave him his kind of mind, and said, Adam, speak. That's why the Bible said, we have not received the spirit to what? Fear again. The spirit of what? Sound mind. And what? And what? When he gave us authority, even when Jesus was on the earth, he said, heal the sick. He said, raise the dead. He said, cleanse the lepers. Wait a minute. He said, heal the sick. Do you heal sick people? Now, before Jesus came, were you able to heal? Can you heal anybody that is sick? And even if you lay hands on people get sick, get healed, who got the people healed? God Almighty, through you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But he didn't say it like that. He said, go heal the sick. He wants us to do it with confidence and boldness. He wants us to do it as kings and as priests. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So from the very beginning, he told Adam, take dominion. The same root word in Hebrew means for the Greek, a kingdom. The word basilia. Amen? In the Hebrew, that word dominion is a kingdom. It's interpreted a kingdom too. In the Greek, the word still means a kingdom, basilia. The interpretation in the Greek is authority. The same word in English in the Old Testament is what? Dominion. Meaning God is saying that I want my authority to rule upon all the face of the earth through Adam. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Man is a very powerful tool. Satan will manifest and rule on the earth through man. If God wants to do a mighty thing on the earth, it will be still through what? Man. We are seeing a lot of dangerous things the devil is doing. It is through what? The instrument of man. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? If Satan wants to do something, he'll be looking for a man. Meanwhile, God had said to us in the book of Daniel, he said, I sought for a man that would stand in the gap. If God wants to do something on the earth, it is through what? A man. Now, the problem God has is when people are not conscious of what they can get on the earth instead of standing as mediators for God to flow and roll on the earth through them. The least thing God wants to do in your life is to give you money. That's the least thing he wants to do in your life. Now, if you are seeking money in God, you are greedy. And you are being ignorant. Alright? You are abusing your being. Because you are not created to seek money. You are created to stand as a mediator through which God can rule on the earth through you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? That is why he said in the book of Isaiah 9, the Bible speaking, it said, the name of Jesus, speaking about the birth of Jesus, that his name will be called Counselor. What again? Wonderful. What again? Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father.
And the Bible said, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. The government there talks about the government of God's kingdom. He will bring God's kingdom up. I mean, he will carry the responsibility of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He will bring the rulership and the authority of God to the earth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Now, when Jesus was speaking, he said to all of us, he said, cast away your cares and burden. Cast it away. Meaning, forget them. Bring them to me and forget them there. Alright, you are sick, you are broke, you are not married. Bring it to me. Forget it there. I said, God, just like that. I said, no. Take upon yourself my yoke and my burden. That is the only way you will find true peace. You will find a solution to all your cares. In other words, if you take upon yourself my yoke and burden, remember what Isaiah said. What did he carry upon his shoulders? The government of the kingdom. And now he's saying that, take it, put it upon you. Take the government of the kingdom. Say, I have the government of the kingdom. Say, I've gotten the government of the kingdom. Should I explain what that means? The name of Jesus. That's the government of the kingdom. When you speak anything under the name of Jesus, it happens. Look at some of the privileges in the name of in the government of the kingdom. He said, you are come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in an innumerable multitude of angels. Meaning in Christ, a lot of angels are around you. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? Like Pastor Ed was speaking in the confession. A lot of angels are around us. This is what it means to take upon your shoulders the government of the kingdom. Alright, it means to understand your privileges in Christ and begin to walk in them. So Jesus is like, if you understand your place in my name and you begin to walk in these privileges, all of your cares will be very, very small. You just speak to them and it will happen. In other words, when you come to Jesus, you are not looking for healing. You become a life-giving spirit. You are healed to the brim. You begin to dish out healing to people. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? And before you come to him, you are looking for healing. But when you come to him, you understand that by his stripes, you were healed a long time ago. And now he has not just healed you. He has given you a possibility to make others healed. He said the first man is of the earthly. He said, but the second man, the Lord from heaven. He said the first man is a living soul. He said the second man, a life-giving spirit. And Jesus proved it to us. He said, the enemy has come but to steal, jonathan, kill, destroy. But I am come that you may what? Have life. And life in abundance. Say, I have life in abundance. Jesus said, as the Father has life in himself, so does the Son. He didn't say, so does Jesus. Get what I'm trying to say? He said, so does the Son. Now listen, for as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the right to be called sons. That simply means if the Father has life in himself and the Son has same life in himself and you are sons, you have life in yourself. You speak to things and they will happen. Operating from the kingdom. Say, I operate from the kingdom. See what you have. See the privileges you have in the kingdom. How can you be sick? Now, how can you sin? Something that makes people sin. There is something that makes people sin. It is the old nature that makes people sin. Say, I've got a new nature. You can't have the new nature and still sin. The TPT rendition of Hebrews 2 from verse 14. TPT. I know somebody is saying TPT don't suffer for Pastor Simon Han this season. Hebrews 2 from verse 40. Can we read together? One, two, go. Some of you are admiring these scriptures. I said everybody should read, right? One, two, go. The truth is that English is not the goal. Understanding is the goal. Many of us didn't understand this. Let's go to Amplified Rendition. Don't pretend. When you saw that word, in your mind, you are like, Chineke, what is this? Let's read now so that everybody can understand, isn't it? One, two, go. Therefore. He himself also without sin, so that he might. The devil, he that had. The person here is trying to tell us something that happened. So he say he destroyed he that had. He didn't say he that has. Satan had power. He doesn't have power. He had power to put us in sin. Not anymore. 2 Peter 1. We're going to read. 2 Peter. Is it 2 Peter 1? Alright, 1 from 1, right? We'll start from verse 1. Want to read? Next. Be multiplied to you. So how is grace and peace multiplied? In knowledge. As you are knowing now, it's getting multiplied, right? Continue reading. Want to go? For his divine power has bestowed on us. Absolutely. I want you to read together with me. One, two, go. For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and God. True. Who called us by his own glory? So I have everything for life and godliness. Now let's heal the focal point. Next part of scripture. One, two, go. Let's see the TPT. The TPT. Want to go? As a result of this, he has given us that are beyond all price, so that through the power of this, you can work with the divine nature by which you have escaped the corrupt desires. That is no. So I've escaped all the corrupt desires in the world. In the literal NKJV, let's see there too. The literal NKJV. Want to go? By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious. That true we are partakers of God's divine nature, having escaped the corruption. So I've escaped. He said, by the understanding of God's precious and wonderful promises, we become partakers of God's divine nature, having escaped, pastors, so I've escaped. The corruption that is in the world through loss. Now, you are not trying to be escape. You have escaped. What I'm announcing to you is that your nature, your new nature, cannot sin. The Bible says, when you know the truth will what? Make you free. Alright? You've been set free 2,000 years ago. What I'm doing now is to import you into your freedom by knowledge.
Yes, sir.
It's just like you have something in your house, you are not aware of it. One day, the person that knows your house so comes and show you the thing. The thing would have been there. How many of you have ever seen something you've been looking for? Many years, and one day it just opened somewhere. You just see the thing there. It has been there, but because of ignorance, you did not what? See it. We've got this glory on our inside. Knowledge is revealing it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We are partakers of God's divine nature. We have escaped. We are not trying to escape. See what the Bible says in Colossians 1 and 13. In the TPT rendition. Colossians 1 and 13. We are not trying to escape. We have escaped the corruption in the world through us. He has rescued us completely from what? Tyrannical rule of darkness. And as what? I like that word translated. What does it mean to translate? Something that is this, call it this. Do you understand? Now, you used to be called darkness, but you are now light. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, you still have the same black head, the same long nose. Nothing changed. You know, some people think when they are new Christians, their nose will become smaller like Jesus' own. Well, I've never even seen Jesus' nose before. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They want something, they think their ear will change. I'm a new creation, then your ear will not change. No. Everything is the same. But you've been translated. Now, even if you had been smoking before, alright, your mouth will still be black when you are born again. Except you rub something to make it another color. But you see, you cannot be called a smoker anymore. You have been translated. You are now the righteousness of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Jesus came and said, touch my hands. You can feel the hole, isn't it? They said, yes. He said, but this is a new body. If the same spirit that has made Jesus come back to life from the dead dwells in you, the Bible says that same spirit as what? You can still wake up with the scars. But you are new. And now you are a partaker of God's divine nature. And have escaped the corruption that is in the world. What? True loss. Everybody's talking about loss. Loss. They know I've escaped it in the name of Jesus. You have certain people tell you, be careful for nothing. You know, while I was growing up in the faith, a lot of sincere people really wanted to help me, and I'm still growing. They wanted to help me, but they didn't know that what they were saying. Let me show you from scripture before I explain it to you. Go to Romans chapter 7 from verse 9. Let me try the TPT rendition. It says, I once lived without a clear understanding of the law. But when I heard God's commandment, sin sprang to my life and brought with it death sentence. A death sentence. The commandment that was intended to bring life brought me death instead. Next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. There's a word I'm looking for that says something about good. That, okay? So then we have to conclude that the problem is not with the law itself. For the law is holy and its commandments are correct and for our good. Next part of scripture. I'm looking for a particular word. Okay. So did something meant to be good become death to me? Paul is asking. You know what Paul is saying here? Anytime they say thou shalt not do this, he finds himself. Paul was telling them a story. Now this is not Paul's present reality at that time. Paul was trying to teach some people who are living by the law that if they try to live by the law, it will kill them. Alright? Look at verse 1, then you come back to verse 13. Just read verse, put up verse 1 for us so that you understand what I'm saying. Context. One to go. I write to you, dear brothers and sisters, who are what? So he's writing to a people familiar with the law. They were living by the law. I hear people get out, I'm trying to explain to you. And he's telling them that this is how you will have, I mean, these are the kind of experiences you will have since you are living by the law. He's trying to remove them from that practices. He wants them to live under grace, not under the law. So he's telling them that if you keep on living by the law, these are the things you'll find in your life. For instance, look at verse 13 again. Rush back to verse 13. He said, so did something meant to be good become dead to me? Using his life to explain to them. Certainly not. It was not the law, but sin or marks that produce my spiritual death. That simply means that the law is good. Thou shalt not. But anytime they say thou shalt not, you always think of doing what thou shalt not have said. You are trying to do against what they say you should not do. So Paul is like, anytime I hear thou shalt not, is that thou shalt not I want to do? So he's saying that what is good now is now acting towards death on my behalf. Sin is unmasking it. Sin is now pretending under the influence of the law and taking advantage of me. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? So it's like, don't live by the law, because the law is not bad. But if you try to live by the law, sin will, through the influence of the law, subject you. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? God did not give us the law in the New Testament. He gave us grace. He said the commandment will no longer be on tablet or stone. It will be on your hearts. Because he knew that the law could not save nobody. In the book of 2 Timothy, is it 2 Timothy? I think they used to remind me of that scripture. It said the law was not meant for the righteous. 2 Timothy what? Huh? 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9. I want everybody to read. Want to go? Are we sure? Huh? 1 Timothy, you know when I said, are we sure? They said I opened the Bible. Man of God. He didn't answer me again. He just opened his Bible. Let's read, want to go. But actually, the law was not what? Can we read together, church? Want to go? It is not for righteous people. It is for sinners. But to bring what? Conviction to sin. Of, to the unrighteous. The law was established to bring what? The revelation of sin to the world. It had a purpose, not for the righteous people. So this is what happened. When the angels saw sin in the camp of Israel, a lot of sin, they now brought law so that they will show people that they are in sin. It was not supposed to save nobody. It was supposed to just show people that they were in sin. But the law now began, started working against them. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. Like Paul is saying in Romans 7 and 13, that which is good, Satan is not taking advantage of it and causing me to sin the more. Now let's see the next part of scripture, verse 14. For we know that the law is what? Divinely inspired and comes from the spiritual realm. But I'm a human being made of flesh and trafficked as a slave under sin's authority. Understand that Paul was not speaking about the status quo. He was trying to tell them something about his life. He was teaching them through his life. Because Paul wants to live by the law too. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? I hope you are not confused in church this morning. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Paul is like, the law is not bad. Thou shalt not is not bad. Thou shalt not is not bad. Thou shalt not steal is not bad. Thou shalt not commit adultery is not bad. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, the ways of the law is not bad. It's from the spiritual realm. He said, but me, Paul, when I was living by the law, I am just a mere human being under the influence of the flesh, under the influence of Satan's mastery. Remember, I told you to be carnally minded is death. As long as you don't see yourself like Christ and see yourself just as a mere human being, you are under the influence of Satan. Yes, he can cause you to sin at his will, not your will. You will sin anytime he wants you to sin. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? That's why you can't afford to be ordinary. If you are ordinary, you will fall to the... You become a prey of the devil. Anytime he wants you, he will get you. That's why the Bible says in Romans 8 from verse 5 and 6, it says to be carnally minded is death. What does it mean for to be carnally minded? Meaning to see yourself as a natural human being. It said it is death. It said, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and what? Peace. Look at it here. To be carnally minded is death. To be carnal is not to be a sinner yet. It is to be talking as a mere man. Look at what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:3 about carnality. 1 Corinthians 3:3. For you are still what? Carnal. For where there are what? Envy. And what? And what? Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? So to be carnal, you know, these are natural. These ways are natural with human beings. Envy, strife, division. Paul said it's meant for carnal people, normal human beings. Say, I'm not carnal. Let's see the TPT rendition of this simple scripture. The TPT. Want to go. For you are living dominated by... Ask yourself, is there jealousy among you? Do you compare yourself with others? Do you quarrel like children and end up taking sides? If so, this proves that you are living under... You are living... Dominated by the mindset of the flesh. I'm behaving like unbelievers. Are you seeing that? Glory to God forevermore. Compare Kore, talk anyhow. Children. Go back to where we were. Touch your neighbor, say, don't sleep now. I promise you it's an attack. Touch them, say, I promise you it's an attack. Next part of scripture. Then he says, I'm a mystery to myself. Paul was confused at that time of his life. For I want to do what is right, but end up doing what my moral instincts condemn. Meaning Paul is hearing, thou shalt not. Is that thou shalt not he wants to do? That thou wants to do. So Paul is like, I had that problem when I was trying to live by the law. Anything the law said don't do, that's what I want to do. Like if you should not touch that food. Really? And she went closer. Really? But it's beautiful. That's how the conversation started. You are joking with sin. You say the guy is an unbeliever. I say we're in talking terms. You are behaving like Eve. You are asking the same question. Really? He's an unbeliever? You don't go to him. Are you truly an unbeliever? Why are you not a believer, brother? Deeply. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God said, this woman is not your wife. But you want to be in talking terms with the lady. You believe that God wants to work on her life through your life for a season. Have you seen Christian brothers talk like that? Say, why are you talking with that lady? But is she not supposed to? Now, I'm not saying talk with the lady. But you know the kind of talk I'm talking about. You are talking with a lady. God says she's not your wife. But you are asking her, what did you eat today? How was your day like? Tell me, gist me about your family. That's not your wife. You are playing. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's not your wife. And she messaged you later in the afternoon, close to evening. Big head, you will not message me today. You see, you are joking with fire. You think you will not fall in love because he's an unbeliever. Oh, there, Jesus. Somebody say, Pastor Simon, are you condemning unbelievers? I'm not. I'm not. But can two or three work together? No, except they be agreed. You know what be agreed means? It's different from agree. That means two of you are already born again, then you are be agreeing. Not that you are born again, trusting God for the person to born again so that people will agree. Do you catch that? I'm trying to explain it. Very important. So, Pastor, I'm trusting God. He's not a real... Is he a believer? He starts explaining a lot. They ask you simple question, yes or no, he starts explanation. You think we are condemning the brother? We are not. But if you marry, you will understand. You will learn the hard way. And it will be difficult for you. You will suffer. Listen, it's not nice to marry wrongly. You will suffer. Ask people. You know, many people, you will not know that marriage is bad for some people till they break up. Till divorce happens. Then they will start insulting. Useless man. But in marriage, you hear the best man in this world. Till they now separate. You can't afford to marry the wrong people. Are you listening to me? They are not wrong because God hates them. They are wrong because you people are not thinking alike. Are you listening to me? And if you keep on walking and talking with the wrong people for your life, not wrong to God, or wrong for you, what will happen? You will fall in love with them. You will fall in love. Why do you like your favorite program? Anybody, mention your favorite program on TV. Anybody? Don't pretend we all watch TV. Mention Catalina Sebastian. Mention Second Chance. Premier League. They are not mentioning that Indian Destino. Everybody is not mentioning. Z World. All of us are pretending. What's the current program on Z World now? Eh? They are all pretending. No problem. Huh? Twist of Fate, okay. Why is it your favorite? Is it because they born you with it?
No, sir.
But you grew up and discovered it started watching it and fell in love with it. Okay, some of you have best friend, isn't it? Why is your best friend your best friend? Did they boy who the same day? It's BSU. You were working. And now, are you in my department? Yes. Okay. You start keeping seat for each other. Small. You know, say, have you rented your space? No. Okay, let's join money together and rent space. That's how two of you became best friend. Am I saying the right thing? Did they bore you people the same day? Did they arrange for you people to meet in a... No! Somehow you just met. In fact, some of you want to say divine. Some of you meant in a very dangerous way, not divine way. There's some people that met their best friend in club. You think it's a lie? She was dancing, and when they were dancing, like, I like your hair too. Oh, okay. That's how they became best friends. You want to say that one is divinely orchestrated? It's demonically divinely orchestrated to kill two of you. That's why most of you that have wrong friends, the moment you become born again, the friends are wondering what is really wrong with your life. Instead of them being happy for you, they are like, when you are done, please come back to normal. They believe the normal for you is that old ways. Say, Juliet, I'm not born again. Oh, now 2 weeks now, you will soon come back. They wouldn't believe it. They will not even help you. They will rather mock you. They enter the house, you are praying in tongues. Your Baba said, hey! Person, they pray in tongues. God, forgive us. Oh, forgive us our sins. See who they pray in tongues. And you will never find them in church. Because they are not sure of your salvation. And sometimes some of you will behave like that. Then suddenly the devil will do something that will make you angry. Instead of being calm, show the fruit of the spirit. God will punish you. Say, born again, no be so now. The moment you become born again, do you know? See, most of you sit there. The moment you try to make the right decision, do you observe that all the Baba friends start coming? All of them. That boyfriend that you said you will never have anything to do again, you just come to her. You say yes. I gave myself. You are crying. Immediately you finish worship, it's time for offering. You just see message. Hi Juliet, I miss you so much. Hey God. The devil knows when to come. Then he will start calling you all those names that used to scatter your head. The only cockroach in my cupboard. Now, you must be aware. The Bible says, be not ignorant of what? The devices of the devil. Paul said, the things that I want to do, I find myself doing it. He then said, oh, wretched man, read ahead. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? But good news. Somebody say good news. Romans 8 and 1. I want everybody to read. Read it with so much excitement. Want to go? Tell somebody the case is closed. Want to go? There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life. The anointed one. You see that? Beautiful. Next part of scripture. It says, has liberated us from the laws. Verse 3. Want to read? To identify with human weakness. Clothed with what? God's Son gave us his body to be what? So that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and the power of sin. See it in the NKJV. This one is Revelation. Want to go? God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful, on account of sin. What did he do? He condemned sin. Even sin in the flesh. Meaning physical sin. Jesus destroyed it. So I refuse to walk in sin. You see that? You have the power to say no to sin. You know, the Bible says to us in Romans 8 from verse 12 that we have a responsibility. Let's read it from verse 11. One to go. But if the spirit of him let me see it in the TPT. I'm tempted to see what they have to offer. Want to go? He will also. Glory to God forevermore. Say, I have life in the name of Jesus. Next part of scripture. I'm sure they will miss this. So then, beloved ones, the flesh has no claims on us at all. And we have no further obligation to live in obedience to it. You see that?
Yes,
it's not natural to walk in sin. Everybody must sin. No! Not everybody must sin! We in Christ do not sin. Next part of scripture. Read everyone. You're about to die. But if we then test. Well, I don't want to read this. Give me the NKJV. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you by the Spirit put the deeds of the body, you will live. He said, by the Spirit put the deeds of the body. Subject the deeds of the body. He said, you will live. Subject it. You have a responsibility. In fact, read from verse 12. Leave TPT for now. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Not to the flesh. To live according to the flesh. We are debtors not to live according to the flesh. We owe God something. Based on what he has done. What do we owe him? He then says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Next part of scripture. He said, but if you by the Spirit mortify the desires of your flesh, is that you will live. Next part of scripture. Then he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. By the Spirit we subject the deeds of the flesh. In other words, God is saying it's your responsibility not to sin. Your own responsibility. If you walk in sin, you cost it. After knowing all of these things. I refuse to walk in sin. Say it with boldness. Very important. It is through us, like our sin, God wants to bring his what? Kingdom agenda into full manifestation. That is why the devil is against our lives. He wants us destroyed. He has come but to steal, kill and what? Destroy. Destroy us. See what he says. Jesus speaking to us through Paul, the apostle. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Very popular part of scripture we always read here. The Bible says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not what? Inherit the kingdom of God. You see that? He said, do not be deceived, neither what? Fornicators. Neither what? Neither what? Neither what? They cannot inherit the kingdom. Meaning the Father's plan cannot find expression through these kind of people. Look at the Father's plan from the very beginning. Matthew 25:34 says to us. He said, then the king will say to those by his right hand, come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from what? The foundation of the world. This kingdom dream can never be manifested if we walk in sin. So Paul is saying, don't be deceived. Such kind of people will never bring God's plan to reality. And that's why Paul will say, do not be conformed. Because God loves your body. He wants your body. It is through your body. He wants to find full expression on the earth. He said, the most reasonable sacrifice, Romans 12:1, that you can ever offer to God, as a sign you understand what he has done on the cross, the most reasonable sacrifice is your body. Romans 12:1. It says, let's read together. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you would present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your only reasonable service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is the way God knows and proves that you understand what he has done on the cross. Do you truly understand what I've done on the cross? You understand the kingdom? Then you got to understand that it is through your body I want to do something on the earth. Because your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The king wants to reign from your body. to the whole nations of the earth. When you understand this like Peter, then whatever you bind on earth is bind in heaven. Whatever you want, he wants to operate through you to the whole nations of the world. Are you seeing this? And therefore he tells us how to make sure our body is his. Verse 2 is that, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. The word is from the root word in Greek called cosmos, the arrangement of the earth. Meaning there are some arrangement on the earth you should not be conformed. Not all, some. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. In other words, he's not saying don't go to school. Go to school. But it's not everything they say in school that you believe. Yes. Psychology has come to the point now in recent time that they teach people it is okay for a man to like a man. Yes. They teach it now. In fact, from primary school now in the US, from nursery school, they allow children to understand that A is for apple and G is not for goat. G is for gay. L is for lesbian. I'm not joking. I'm telling you present day reality. And some Christians are still listening to Burna Boy. It's a shame on you. You think it's a joke? Look at what is happening. And you are joking. You think God just wants to give you bread and make your business to bloom. You are every morning on social media saying amen to your business. You are a time waster. You are a disgrace to the kingdom. It's time to wake up. Who told you God's number one priority is the money you have in your account? He wants you to think like him. He said, take upon yourself my yoke and burden. That's the only way you find true rest for your souls. How many times have you thought about winning souls for Jesus? But I can tell you 90% of the people here today want God to push their business, their finances to another level. It's wrong. And the painful part is when you see people that call themselves Christians doing worldly things. Paul said the only way you prove your body belongs to God and understand and prove you understand what he has done for you is by what? Not being conformed to the systems of this world. But by being what? Transformed by the renewal of your mind through God's word. He said that way you will prove the things that are right and only do them. You will prove the things that are right and do them. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, and listen good. There is no excuse for using Satan to push a godly cause. There's no excuse. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. You know, one time I saw my sister. Thank God she listened to me. She was trying to advertise her product she sells on Facebook and on WhatsApp. And she played a worldly song. So I said to her, why would you play a worldly song? She said to me, that is how I got the video. And I felt like people should we use the song to attract customers. I said, you use the song? I said, yeah, because they will, when they want to hear the song, they will not see the, you know. And I said, you cannot say God's hand is upon your business and use the devil's scheme to push your business. I said, it will shock you. It will not work the way you think it will work. Thank God she listened to me. I said, you can use any song. If the anointing is upon that your business, any song will push your... Do you know what I'm trying to say? Any song, even the one that makes people to sleep sometimes, it will push your business. You can wake up in the morning, put your product, whether it's cloth, whether it's shoe, be unto me. There's somebody who I've never heard, it's been long I heard a gospel song. According to your word, and that's the reason they're looking at your... According to your promises. How much is this shoe? If you think I'm joking, test and see that the Lord is good. Test it tomorrow morning. Play them when. Don't even play this Afro gospel. I want to show you how God can work in your life. Represent God in everything you do. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Represent Him. You know why people suffer in this world? They are not ready to walk in the path of righteousness. They've been wrongly taught. They've been wrongly taught. I was teaching some of my friends many years ago about responsibility in the family. I said, you don't need to be a firstborn to take responsibility. The Bible says you have come to the city of the firstborn. Meaning you have come to a place of responsibility in your life in Christ Jesus. You don't care what the firstborn is doing. You take responsibility for the family. They may not understand what you are doing, but pray for your family. Pray for your family. Do you know that not all of them don't need to be born again before you can pray for them to be okay? You can protect your family even if they are not born again, and God will protect them. He will preserve them. The Bible speaks about the blood on the doorpost. Remember, the feast of the Passover. Anytime the enemy passes and sees the blood, he will go to another location. He doesn't care. Did you read your Bible? And the enemy asks, even if I'm seeing blood yet, I want to see the people there to know if they are born again. As long as there's blood on the doorpost, he goes to another door. And now we're the blood on the doorpost of our family. It's the truth. Meaning when they come to you, when the devil comes to your family and he sees you standing at the door, he goes to another family. He goes and tries his luck elsewhere. He can't dare you. He can't dare nobody inside. Even if they are not born again. Because you are born again. And the blood on the doorpost of your family. He can't dare you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I was teaching them. I said, firstborn is not by mouth or by age. That's not what makes you a firstborn. It's by responsibility. And I'm not talking about physical responsibility. Listen, you can give your people money. But life goes beyond. You cannot solve all of life's problems by money. Understand this. Imagine your brother has cancer now as a firstborn. Cancer that cannot be that is not curable. How do you solve the problem with money? How do you solve it with money? This one is only God that can solve it. That is why it's so risky not to be anointed. When we tell people, they think we are joking. They think we are being overzealous as Christians. Listen, it's so risky not to be anointed. Anybody allowing you to pamper sin is just creating a room for you to kill yourself. Because sin will kill you at the end. That's just the truth. It will destroy everything that is dead to you. You don't want to wake up one morning and hear that you lost a brother, you lost a sister, you lost anybody anyhow. You don't want to hear that. It will affect your faith. God is so great and mighty. He cannot be limited to in all of these things. The way God has protected us in Christ Jesus is not just us. Remember what happened with Joseph in the Old Testament, 2 Kings. Everything in the man's house, he came to a man's house to work for him. Everything in that house became protected because of Joseph. The Bible said his livestock, the man's livestock, the man's belonging. Talk less of you in Christ Jesus in the New Testament. Everything in your life is protected. You can't afford not to be anointed. I told you a story in the first service, some of you that were here, about a lady who came to my office to be prayed for, our brother. The brother was sick. He joined the cult and they beat him so much and he became sick. And as he was getting disturbed, he had to tell the sister what happened. She's the firstborn. And she cried to my office, and while we're talking, I said, no, if you pray the right way, God will help your brother. I've not seen the brother before. So I said, in fact, you have to bring him to the next meeting. Then I said, what? Why will you be praying and God will not hear you? How do you even pray? In a funny way, I told her. And she wanted to explain how she prays. And immediately a song played from her phone. They were calling her. It was a worldly song. One song like this. Brother, you don't do one thing. Fam. I will never forget. She said, Pastor, sorry, I'll pick later. I said, no, pick the call. I wanted to boot and talk to her. And now I've seen the problem why our prayers are not answered. You know, some people think when you pray wrongly, when you sin, God will hear your prayer and say, get out, sinner. No. No. Listen, the way God has channeled his power to flow is through you. He said, I can do exceedingly abundantly, above all you can ever imagine, according to my power, Ephesians 3:20, at work through you. So God's power will work for you, but it will come through you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Now, if you are in sin, there is no way. Because God cannot share his glory with nobody. The Bible says, pure and impure water cannot flow from the same fountain. Remember, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, if you are listening to those wrong songs, you are allowing another stream flow from your system. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? How can you be casting a demon with the spirit of the devil? It's not possible. So I told her, I said, this is why your prayers are not working. I said, repent from these ways. Be serious with God. Pray for your brother. You say a change. I didn't know that she was hot. In that kind and nice tone I spoke to her, she was hot. She was just being proud and stubborn. And the next meeting we didn't see her in church. Another meeting we didn't see her. I was worried. I sent some people to check on her. We didn't see her in church. The next moment I was in my office, she ran to my office crying. What happened? Our brother was dead. If I was not a pastor that is kind, I would have removed my belt that day and say, lie down here. And say, in the name of Jesus, take. Because it's so painful. You saw the solution, yet you still chose to do. That's how terrible sin and the nature of sin can be. You are seeing a solution. Sin, Satan will still be telling you, follow the wrong path. Follow. You know this thing will kill you. You still want to do it. Listen, it's not about you. You know, some of you think you are stubborn. You want to do what is in your mind. They say, work for God. You say, no, forget them. They are too spiritual in their church. I like church, the Gen Z church, where we will dance and do anything in our mind. Listen, it's not you that is talking. It's a demon. You have to understand this. It's a demon. You think I'm lying? It's in the Bible. It's a devil trying to take advantage of your ignorance. Many years ago, I told this story. As a student, there were these two of my neighbors that always used to mock me. They were not born again. Anytime I want to go to church, when they see me dressed, pastor, they'll just hold themselves like, pastor, fine, pastor. And they'll start laughing at me. So, I don't know if they were mocking me or insulting me, but I always try to avoid them. So sometimes I'll follow the back, they'll still catch me. Ah, pastor, they run from us. They'll start laughing again. And one day I was so tired. You can sit down. I was so tired of them. I was so tired. And in fact, let me share one side of the story. I remember one of my classmates that was in uni, she came to greet me. As she came around and came to my house, because of the noise, I opened my door like this, opened the window up, so that everybody that will be passing will be seeing us. Amen? She knew I was not comfortable, so she too was laughing. The boys will pass like 10 times. And they'll be like, pastor, pastor, will they greet you? I'm telling you, more than 10 times. So she just knew. So she just laughed and said she wanted to go. When she left, she just come to her, pastor, now you are a man. I said, ah. So I was so worried. What kind of boys? Then one day, I prayed and slept. Not for them. I just prayed my normal prayer. In the middle of the night, I had a vision. I saw two monkeys throwing stones and disturbing somebody. They'll just be on the tree, throw stone. The person will turn. They'll throw again. Then God spoke to me in the vision. He said, that's how these two boys are behaving. They are being influenced by demons. Don't allow them to distract you. As I woke up in the morning, from that day, I knew they were being demonically oppressed. If they just come close to me, I said, you need deliverance. They didn't understand because I didn't call them monkeys. I'll just tell them, you have to be born again. To a point, how did the transformation start? One day, I came back home. There was no light for more than a week. Alright? So, close to a week, thereabout. I think I traveled, I came back. And he was sharing with me. Ah, pastor, welcome, welcome. Said, they've not been light. Oh, you know, this is your anointing you have. I wish you can call light. He's trying to mock me. And I said to him, I wanted to go outside. I don't care. And the Holy Spirit says, say light will come. I said, no, I don't want to. That's how Jesus did not change stone to bread. He said, see light should come. I turned back. I said, there can be light. I was shaking, small. He said, if you have mind, talk when. Very stubborn young man. His colleague was not around. He was the only one around. I said, there will be light. He said, pastor, they fear. Talk when, if you get mind. Oh, out of frustration, I said, now. People of God, no more than 5 seconds. Now. They just brought the light. Listen. I don't know how God did that miracle. Probably there was somebody repairing. I really don't know. Till today, I don't know how to explain that thing. As I said, there will be light. In 5 seconds, light came. Do you know what this boy did? He knelt down and started crying and raised his hands up. I'm not joking. He knelt down, started crying and raised his hand up. Say, pastor, That's how he laid hands on him and left in peace. No jokes. Till today, there's a time he saw me after the incident. I was walking on campus. Anytime he sees me, Pastor, I want to sow seed. I'm not joking. Hallelujah to Jesus. And there was light. No jokes. True life story in BSU. Some of these people, they just need the power of God. And that's all. And that is why if you are finding it difficult to convince your family to follow God, it is because you are not really ready to walk with the Holy Spirit. My father is there. I wish I said the story while he was seated in the first service. There was a day he called me. He had been fighting me not to be a pastor. I'm the firstborn. And for many years, I was the only boy of my family. So you will understand if I said I wanted to be a pastor. My father fought me because he is bookworm. He has masters and even PhD. He's a military man. He's just bookworm. And he had friends that always brag about their children being doctors and abroad. And sometimes we'll be in the bedroom hearing them talk in the parlor. And here is his only son. What do you want to be? A pastor. He will fight me, call my mother and tell her how she has born a miserable boy. Now I was my mother's child, not his child. On campus, when he sees the picture of church, he will call and say, I have disowned you. I'm not joking. He told me I have disowned you. I'll end the call. My mother will call. So, your father has disowned you. Be praying. We'll be talking to him. But Simon, stop this thing. I said, I can't stop, mommy. We will not pay our school fees. I said, God will provide. No jokes. They were still patient. They were paying school fees. Just that apart from school fees, nothing was joining them with me. Only that my mother sometimes will have mercy. I know mother's money is not plenty. She'll just have mercy and send small money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say about mother's money? Because they don't always have. Mothers, I don't know how God did with them, but their money is not for spending at all. It's for viewing. They like the view. Just check. This is my 100K. Is it intact? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And it'll go away. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm not trying to mock mothers. They are wonderful, isn't it? You know, you'll be shocked the day you enter problem, your mother. No, mommy, the money is 120,000. 120,000. Don't worry. We'll shock them. When it comes to shocking them, mommy will come out. Come and take 130. Jesus, mommy, where did you get it? Take it. Go and do it. Nobody will say my child will not. My child too. No. Mommy, you now be thinking, where did mommy get this money? The day God opens your eye to see account balance. You know, there was one day I saw my mom's account balance. I was doing my eye like this. I said, mommy, is this your money? He said, give me my phone. I said, hey. Prior to that time, no money. No money. Satan, I changed her name to No Money. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But of course, with time, one day he called me. How are you doing? Fine. I said, you just lost 500, isn't it? He said, how did you know? I'm over looking for it. I said, it's the power of God. He said, which one is power of God? I said, the prophetic. He said, really? I said, yes. It's the power of God. I said, Tosa, have a good day. My dad called me 1 week later. He said, explain that thing you were talking about that day. I said, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it begins to work. He said, you mean everybody can pray into us? I said, yes. We ended the call. After some month, he called. How would somebody even start praying in tongues? That's how we started. And he accepted that it is the right thing. Now my dad can tell people what he's saying is true. That's why we'll be telling people what he's saying. Even if you don't understand, no, it's true. It's true. One time I was teaching my uncles about alcohol. He was not in the parlor. He went to the bedroom. When he came, they were arguing. He said, you people should better believe. He's right. He's right. One of my uncle was shouting. Who told you? Even Jesus drank alcohol. I said, Jesus did not drink alcohol. He said, sorry, Jesus changed water to alcohol. People drank. Look at this small boy. You will not know. Because you are a pastor. I said, Jesus did not change water to buzu. He changed water to wine. The root word is olam. Everybody say olam. Not elam, olam. It means wine, mere wine. Now, everybody think, how can God Change water to shekpe. Think. If you have fear of God, can God change water to star raga? Somebody say, Pastor, how do you know? I heard it too. Can God change water to gulda? Imagine you were reading the Bible and you saw that God changed water to gulda. You'll be like, no, I don't trust this God. His character is questionable. Even you say it. You know, I have a dear friend that was teaching on alcohol and I told him to avoid it. He said it's a lie. God allowed alcohol in scripture. I said, how? He entered the book of Psalms. Praise the Lord with a harp. The word harp there is spelled the same way the harp they drink. So he said him, he doesn't drink a lot of alcohol. He drinks only harp. And he's praising God when he drinks harp. I have terrible friends. Hallelujah to Jesus. So God did not change water to wine. That is why when the party was done and people were walking home with their clear eye, the elders, some of the old people remained. They now say, bring that bad wine that was around. That bad wine is the one that has to clear the eye. So they waited for Mary to go home and the children to go home and they started drinking the bad wine. Have you ever seen your father getting drunk in your face? Most of you, when your father gets drunk and come back home, you're already sleeping. It's in the night. It's only your mother that knows. Because when they open doors, they'll just go, oh, and they'll quickly go and cover them, let nobody know. Jesus cannot change water to that thing that used to do those things to our fathers. Never. You know, I was teaching one of my neighbor's children one time when I was alone. And the boy said, is the landlord's son? Oh, see trouble. When I was done teaching them, and he said, Pastor, you say we are not supposed to drink alcohol. I say, yes. He said, Pastor, this my father used to drink alcohol. And the percentage, he didn't call the percentage. I said, hey. He said, yes. Do you mean my father is a sinner? I said, the meeting is closed, so we can go. You want to go and tell landlord that tenancy is a sinner. The next day is quit notice. So I told him, the meeting is closed. It's closed. I have a meeting to catch up with. I just ran inside. I started peeping them. I said, I better go. I did not say anything. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, people of God? Prove Jesus right in the world. And I said in the first service, everything God said don't do is for your good. If you do it, it will destroy you. God said do not smoke. Somebody say, where did God say that one? Ha! Pastor! You know, some people can be funny. I saw a post. Somebody say, I like what a particular man of God said. He said, we should be silent where the Bible is silent and loud where the Bible is loud. It's a normal law of interpreting scripture. Yes. But you know how the person was interpreting it? This is what he now meant, the young man. He said, meaning, if the Bible never spoke about cigarette, keep quiet. Until you see where the Bible spoke about cigarette. That's rubbish. In the New Testament, he put his law in our hearts. And the Bible said, rightly dividing. The script, understanding scripture is like mathematics. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Listen to what I mean. For instance, the enemy has come to what? To what? To what? Anything that steals from you is not from God. Anything that kills you is not from God. Anything that what? Destroys you is not from God. Does smoking kills you? It's not from God. Does alcohol destroy you? It's not from God. Does womanizing kill you? And manizing is not from God. Now, did you get the flow? No, they did not write it in the Bible. They wrote it, but not in that direction. Indirectly. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It destroys you. Hey, Pastor, I don't have mother. I don't have father. How will I survive? There is this allergy that has seen me. Is the allergy married? But he doesn't love his wife. Okay, he loves you. Wow. Amazing. He doesn't love a woman. He has like 4 or 5 children with. He loves you. You are just 21. He likes you. He loved his wife too when she was 21. And you don't know the law of karma. You say, I'm in Christ, no karma. When you are doing the right thing in Christ, karma will not come. But if you are doing the wrong things, you are not in Christ, karma will hit you. So you are doing like that. The devil is preparing your man. He will lead you to the man, be preparing the woman, sorry. He's raising a small girl somewhere that will scatter your home. So, Pastor, why are you preaching this kind of bad sermon? Tell us to repent. I want to show you why you should repent. It's wrong. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You can't sell your body. You cannot. Say, but Pastor, I need iPhone 13, 15. For what? The iPhone 7 you have, what do you do with iPhone 7? Do you even know the applications? Do you know the functions? You don't even know the meaning of the phone you are carrying. Who started the phone? They don't even know the name of the person that started Apple. And they want an iPhone 15. Why? You want to prove to people that you have iPhone 15. That's all. You know those pictures you stand before mirror? Instagram. Then go fill it. Fake life. False life. You don't want to be real. A dear man of God got married recently to a lady that was not misbehaving on Instagram. And all the Instagram ladies were angry. They were showing off and he just went somewhere and just saw one lady. She didn't even have... I'm not against you now. Please listen to what I want to say. I don't mean it the way you are hearing it. She doesn't even wear wigs. Now, I'm not saying wig is wrong. Please buy wigs. Patra sells here. Buy wigs, okay? But I'm saying she didn't even wear it. My wife wear wig. I have no problem with it. But she didn't wear wig. She just did her hair natural. She did not even do anything. She did not remove any part of her body and do like this on, you know, and snap from the back. No. And the man of God just saw her dance one of his songs. And he said, wow, I see glory. I see light in the end of the tunnel. As he picked the woman, everybody on Instagram started complaining. I will still do my body. Nobody asks you a question. Why are you angry? Every man has his choice. Listen, every man has his choice. And the choice is a decent woman. And we don't care. Let them, we're indecent for our husband. In fact, if I marry, I'll go to club with my husband. I heard that. A lady said, I want a man that will go to club together. I said, really? Wow. When you're not around, he'll go too. I hope you don't have a problem with that. Honey, where are you? I'm in club. You're not around, so I went alone. Come back home. I'm not around, though. No, honey, they are representing you. That's your friend. I'm dancing with her. I said, come back home. You see where people are trekking from Abuja? They are running to Makurdi from Abuja. Rubbish. So who do you want to marry? I want a man that will glorify God together. When we say that, some people say, you mean preaching? Preaching? Pastor Simon's life is boring. I don't want to be preaching every time. Not only preaching. Who told you must preach like me? Me too, I don't want you. We must not preach together. There's a man for you, for what you like. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A special man from God that will do that thing with you, that business, that ministry, whatever. There's a special man for you. You can't be thinking of clubbing. There are some people that are married, they don't even know why they are married. They are just looking, one day they just wake up, look at themselves. What are we even here for? What are we here for? What are we doing? Who are we? Because what connected them is a useless purpose. They say, why do you want to marry the man? I say, like his lips. Like his height. I'm speaking from Shama's English. Like his build. I like his body build. That's the only reason you want to marry. We asked a lady, one of our friends, and just found a lady. When I asked her, because we used to interview our friends, we don't want them to, well, her brother's keeper. So I said, with my friend, when I looked at her, we took her to the side. We said, this is our brother. He has finally chosen you. Ah, glory to God. She said, thank you, sir. We said, tell us why you like him. Say, pastors, it's not a serious reason, no. So what is the reason? I like the way he talks like a bad boy, a barrack boy. What? Another reason? Mm, don't, I've never seen somebody like that. That day, it was talking one kind. I just said, Kai, I like the guy. We said, okay, you can go. When she went, two of us put our hand, see why they are marrying our brother. He carried his bad character, barrack boy, and spoke, and that's why they want to marry him. We called him and told him, brother, you can't marry this lady. He said, no, she's the bone of my flesh, the flesh of my bone. We said, oh. You know, love can make you lose your brother and sisters. The Bible says love is powerful than death. Until they show them shaggy, their eye door is too clear. Listen, I'm not trying to mock him. He can be hearing, but we'll still laugh after the service. The truth is, one time, we saw him going to Iron Cloth. They were dating, not married. Where are you coming from? I went to Iron some dress. She was tired. I went to Iron her cloth. You went to Iron wedding? I don't like the way people take this your thing. What is there for a man to iron his? Wait till we now feel emotional. Not like it's really bad, but how about brother? You have not married this woman. I beg, I'm not into those things. I beg. Me and me, I'm not an African man. I'm in Christ Jesus. No problem. In fact, you know, in the middle of the night, I was asking God, are you sure I'm not the one that is wrong? Because, you know, African man has pride. You understand what I'm trying to talk about? His own night is over too much. One day, he now called me. I said, what happened? He said, the lady told me that she's in love with one guy. Can you imagine? I said, I don't understand. Explain what you're saying. She doesn't want to marry the guy, but she said, he thought her that they should be free with each other. So she wanted to be free. So he said, I have a problem. He said, what's the problem? He said, I'm liking a guy in church. I want God to help me. Hey. So counsel me, sir. I'm liking this brother. He said, which brother? When she mentioned the brother, they are always playing after church. He said, the one you finished playing? He said, yes. He said, so the love is so strong. Let's pray. He called me. This is what I've entered. I laughed. I said, but you are being a man in Christ. You iron cloth finish. You think they will like you? I'm not trying to mock ladies. Ladies don't like kind men. It's the truth. But I'm not trying to mock them. You as a lady, you know what I'm talking about. You don't like a man that is too cheap to get. You don't like, you like tough men. Any man that is easy to get, so cheap, so kind, is always giving you money. They don't like those men. No. It's the one that said, what are you using the money for? For this, for that. It's that one that they will just, you just say 150. They don't like him or he's a mumu. They don't like men that will come to their house and arrange, you know. They don't like those, ladies don't like those men. They like men that will say, go and cook for me. Oh, you think I'm lying? They will not admit it to you. I know what I'm telling you. Ladies don't like simple men. They like tough men. Why do you think that they will beat a lady? She'll still go back the next day. There is one begging her. I like you. He said, leave me. Is that one that beat her? There's something special about him for beating her. That's what they are going to look for. His eyes were open. Yeah. They broke up. Hallelujah to Jesus. Very funny. Hallelujah to Jesus. So don't joke with your life. Even who to marry matters to God. As a kingdom citizen, who to marry? Choose the right persons. You can't choose the wrong people. One time, one of my sons in the faith was almost snatched by the devil through a woman. You know, the Bible said something in the book of Timothy. It said it was the woman that the devil deceived, not the man. Exactly like this in the Bible. And I told my pastors, Satan deceived woman. Woman deceived man. Look at the algorithm. Satan tried to deceive man, could not. Deceive woman, she fell. Woman deceived one man, at once he fell. I said, hey, Satan could not follow us. Woman follows. That means, what is more dangerous than Satan? Sorry. I'm just joking. Hallelujah to Jesus. That is why Satan likes to use a woman against people that have great destinies, men that have great destinies. Satan will always try to use it because he tried the first time he walked. He came to Adam, hit him. Adam, eat. Now Adam said, Odeshi, He said, woman, eat first. But they see something. The woman said, Aya, go there. Even Satan, I'm sure, did like this. Jesus, oh. Now, he now said, if it worked, let me try again. I've lost some good, vibrant Christians in this church with two women. The brother comes to church, he sees a lady he like. And the lady says no. The brother stopped church. For no! He stopped church. I've seen people that stopped church because the lady told them no. I can't bear it. They stopped church. They leave God. I've seen. There's one that wanted to marry this lady. The lady just came to church. He said, God said she's my... I said, how can a lady just come to church? You say, God says she's your wife. You want to scatter her destiny. A lady is not in a relationship. She come to church, she will not enter a relationship. What kind of church is that? I said, no. This lady would not enter a relationship until she's even graduated from school. When she decides, let her enter. But you don't even open your stinking mouth. And I shouted for him and said, you are very indisciplined. I didn't know he got offended. Many years ago on campus, he got offended. He now went home and said, sir, you used to think I'm a small boy. Now I'm big. I'm not a small boy in Christ. I saw it in the spirit. You know what I did? I called the lady. I said, that boy has left the faith. If he talked to you, block him. When he tried, it didn't work. He now got angry and left church. Got angry and left church. Living a miserable life right now. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's wrong. Get into useless relationship. Are you listening to me? Yes, hear God for the right. God gives a man. God gives a husband. He gives. Yes, no man wants to marry me. No man wants to marry me. Behave rightly. They will marry you. Just be the righteous. Have peace of mind. Not that a man say hi. You start say hi. How many family are you? How many are you in your family? How many? You're already selling yourself so cheap. Hi. You did not message me yesterday. You just told me hi. Why now? Please message me. I miss you. They just told you hi. You're appearing cheap. No man likes a lady that is cheap. They are even suspecting, why is she like this? The devil sent her. You see the if of my life? I remember that my spiritual son many years ago, he almost left the faith. The lady, one time, I just saw him praying in church and he was crying. I said, why can't a young man like this be crying? He's not married. Make a small young cry like this. I entered my office. I waited. He's still crying. He didn't even know when I entered church. Lord, Lord. I said, there's no problem in this world that can make somebody cry like this until he's married. It's only a married man that can cry that kind of cry. So I said to myself, I'll find out what is happening with this young man. When he was done, I said, come. Why are you crying? He said, nothing, sir. I said, dog, why you are crying? He said, no, sir, I'm just praying. I said, this prayer is not normal. I said, bring your phone, let me see something. When I saw the phone, the lady, you know what was in his heart? It was the fact that the lady put him on a fence. She told him, I don't like Prophet Simon. I'm telling you the truth. So now he was giving her time when he would stay at Prophet Simon and leave. So now, I'm sure why he was crying was because, I don't know, this. I'm supposed to be here, but I love this girl. Do you understand? He didn't know how to come and break the news. But God caught the whole incident. As I looked at it, I said, take your phone. He collected it. I said, no problem, you can go. He went. I called him in the night. I said, who taught you the things of God? Who bettered you in this place? He said, I said, okay, now I heard God for your life. This is not a word of knowledge. It's a word from knowledge. That's the evil part. I said, the Thor said the Lord. Like Elijah said, at my word ring will fall. I said, Thor said the Lord, break up. He said, I said, now, break up now. Today, report to me tomorrow. He broke up in tears in shambles. Cried. A lot of people have cried. They lost their girlfriends in my house. Most of them, they've cried here. Many, if I mention them, some of you will be amazed. Just came to clean pastor's room. They are cleaning. Pastor just comes to the parlor. Young man, how are you? Fine. Okay. And I'm watching TV. I hear you are in a relationship. And sir, not a serious one. We're just talking. Break up. Okay, sir, when I get home, I'll talk to her about it. No. Come and sit here. Write the message now. Break up. Sir, I don't know. Write it. Sir, we have gone through a lot. Write it. Sir, we have gone a long way. Write it. Sir, I don't know how to write it. Bring it. Let me write it for you. At the end, I always have a signature. Sorry, I deceived you. See how he knows it. Maybe he was, I don't even know. Sorry, I deceived you for many years. Forgive me and move on. To make the lady know that they deceived them. Satan through them deceived the lady. If not, what is this young boy? 100 level. What do you, I love you. I love you. What do you love waiting? You have not finished getting money for handouts. The lady will cry. They'll cry. They'll be crying. The network of tears. Even in church when I'm preaching, small thing that will talk, will start crying as if the message will be touching them anyhow. Small thing. For almost a month, I'm sure they hated me. But after 1 year, I saw their face getting brighter. Now they understand. I've seen some come to me and say, sir, thank God I left that lady. I say, what happened? I say, sir, hey, if you see that girl now, baddie. I say, oh, you two, you would have become bado. Bado and baddie. One of the story one time, just to help your heart before we close, one of my spiritual sons, I sent him to go and preach. So he went to preach. Where he was on assignment, he now saw a beautiful damsel. He was preaching in that campus where I sent him many years ago. Then there was this wonderful, fair as the moon, bright as the sun. And he came back, sir, very strange question. Can God give me a wife at this level? Ignorantly, I said, of course. If he knows that you are focused, he'll give you. He was like in 200-300 level. I said, he will give you. I didn't know that I was answering nonsense. The next day, he was so happy working for me in the house. I didn't understand why this guy is so happy. I was trying to find out. That night, sir, is it possible that a lady that you think is not my wife, maybe she's my wife? I started catching a small smile. And her smile. This guy is very sharp. I said, yes, she's not your wife. No, sir. Imagine you didn't even know her. But maybe you just felt like I was like her. But in my heart, I didn't even like her. Then God now says she's my own coincidentally. I said, she's not your wife. He said, it's like you didn't get it. I said, I get it. Then I now called the name. I said, that girl is not your wife. He said, sir, that's not how I mean it. I said, that's how I mean it now. He nearly cried, his face full of tears. Oh, there, Jesus. I broke his heart. That was the end of the relationship. I know he has already arranged himself. You know what happened? The lady was in coma. He brought her back. Look at the power he displayed. He has arranged everything. The family members were, he just entered. Where's the lady? Le Bronda Capital. She just stood up. Wow. Holy Ghost. So now, he's supposed to reap because he has... And here is the spiritual father saying, no, 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 no. I said something to him that I'm sure he would have forgiven me by now. Very terrible thing I told him. I said, when I look at your home, I don't see anybody fair there. It doesn't mean that you people are not fine. But it's like you want to be the first person to bring the first fair person in your family. I said, don't worry, you have it all dark. He almost cried that day I told him that. And I said, go and preach for Jesus. You are not marrying anybody. After a while, he now discovered the true color of the lady. Now he's thanking me. I'm not saying the lady is a devil. He saw the lady posting club, shisha. He was like, am I seeing clearly? For women to men, very careful. You have to be born again. I'm born again. The man will say, I'm born again. You have to know your place in Christ and pray in the Spirit. See, are they praying in the Spirit? Men can deceive to that point. A man will prove to you that he loves you by praying in the Spirit. Don't fall sheep. Are you listening to me? Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. So, just to end this, don't be close with anybody that God has not destined to be your wife and your what? Husband. Don't be close. And don't settle down for less. If God said, marry a man that knows Christ, it is good to marry a man that knows. He knows why. Husband, love your wife as. Meaning, if the man does not know how Christ loved the church, don't marry him. Marry a man alone that is in Christ, a born again man. That's what Jesus said. If you want to do over Sabi, you will bear the consequences. It's too fine. I can't bear it. Then you get him born again. You are his preacher. You are the one drawing him to church like a toddler. Let's go to church. Then he's worshiping God. You have won his soul and now you want to marry the soul. You are deceiving yourself. You can never push a man to follow God. It's not the sign that a woman should push a man to follow God. It is a man should cover a woman and push her to follow God. Get out from those days that the women are the most prayerful in the home. God did not design it like that. God did not design that the woman should cover the home spiritually. Your father is snoring, your mother. Ah, bah, 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 bah. You think that's how life should be? So that you've now gone to conference as women. They are teaching you the power of a praying wife. Calm down. We are not saying wives should not pray. But let it not be that you are planning to we will control our home from the secret place. That's rubbish. Listen to me carefully. God destined the man to cover, not the woman to cover. Don't marry problem and be creating an altar because you know you are marrying problem. They will now be showing you movies called, what's that name? The name of the war room. If you check that movie very well, the woman married the wrong person. That's why she had a war room. If you don't want a war room, don't marry the wrong person. If you marry the wrong person, just prepare your war room because your own has finished. It's just the truth. You pray him out of young girl's life, pray him out of drinking life, pray him out of. You pray him everywhere. Be blocking his eyes. I block your eye from every girl in the name of Jesus. Are you listening to me? Be wise. Follow the wisdom of God. Is that okay? Are you here tonight? And if God doesn't want you in a relationship now, there's no problem at all. Wait till God wants you in a relationship. Wait till God wants you. Don't force yourself into it. You will useless your life if you force it. When you force yourself into seasons that God have not destined for, you will make mistakes. You will make great and terrible mistakes that you will not be proud of tomorrow. Are you listening to me? Wait on God. When God brings that woman your way, you'll be glad. When God brings that man your way, you'll be very glad. Bow your heads and thank the Lord for his word. Lord, we give you praise and we thank you for your word. Thank you for blessing us with the beauty of your word. Your word is a light for our path and a lamp for our feet. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We know our lives will never remain the same again listening to your word. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' gracious name we pray. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.